A leading Queensland stinger expert believes the threat of deadly irukandji will continue to spread south to the Sunshine Coast as waters continue to warm. The warning from Associate Professor Jamie Seymour comes after four people were treated for suspected irukandji jellyfish stings at Gari, Fraser Island this week. Christy Tamana's son was one of them, telling Nine she was swimming on the island with the eight-year-old when he began screaming, then vomiting, paramedics locating three small red marks on his leg.
Felt like it was being stung from the inside. And then within maybe 5 minutes, he said he was complaining of chest pain. And at that point, I was extremely worried, thinking it's obviously not a blue bottle. This is something different.
A 10-year study by Australian cancer experts has pinpointed the specific cells which are likely to turn into cancers in people carrying a specific gene, putting them at a greater risk. It means the cells of origin will become the new targets of preventative treatment, especially for those at risk of breast, ovarian and pancreatic cancers. The Noosa Council is being taken to the Planning and Environment Court over a decision last year to reject a development application for the proposed expansion of the existing RACV Noosa Resort. The proposed expansion included plans for 15 two-storey self-contained cabins and a new lagoon pool. The Noosa Council had refused the development application, citing reasons related to the environment and maintaining koala habitat. And cutting-edge science, including artificial intelligence, koala bellow recognition programs, drone-mounted thermal imagery detection dogs and next-generation scat genetic analysis will be used to learn more about the endangered species that live here. Thanks to a recent $200,000 Australian government grant, a new project called Saving Sunshine Coast Koalas is being launched. It'll provide valuable insight into local populations, including where they live, numbers, state of their health and what they eat, in a bid to implement measures to improve recovery efforts.